Taryn Bigley studies infectious disease at UWM. He finished his graduate studies, and in the future, he hopes to see both patients and do research. But he's concerned about getting funding from the National Institutes of Health.
What should be looked at by Congress, by our government, is more long-term investment to science. Right now, it's year to year.
A bill in Congress introduced by Senator Baldwin and Representative Pocan aims to help young scientists through mentorship and programs designed to increase their chances of getting federal grants. Limited federal funds often go to more experienced scientists. Baldwin says the average age when a researcher gets their first grant has risen over the years and is now up to age 42. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.